everyone. Welcome to the Metaphysical World and Beyond. My name is Nancy, and I host the show. And today I have a great guest that's going to be a little bit different, but it sounds pretty exciting. And her name is Olivia. So, Olivia, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for inviting me, Nancy. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, you're very welcome. Olivia, let's tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and kind of like what you've been doing and, you know, what you happened to fall into as you started your journey.
Well, I am a medium, and I am a medium who not only gives messages and from those who are beyond and angels, teachers, and guides, but 10 years ago, I heard my first crystal bowl, and I had a background in all kinds of energy healing, whether it's Bach flower or Jin Shin Jitsu or Reiki master. But as I heard my first crystal bowl, I also heard a lot of music. And it has been a journey in faith and a walk in trust with spirit in the last 9 years since I began performing on bowls. I've produced 4 CDs, and I travel the country performing on 44 singing crystal bowls and a sort of noisy toys like Celtic harp and symphony gong. I laugh that my last name is Melody. I was born with that, and spirit's having the last laugh on me, because without any musical training, my CDs are now produced and distributed worldwide.
Great.
So that's one thing I do. I also teach mediumship development classes and all kinds of spiritual awareness classes, and I'm on the board of directors of a 113-year-old spiritualist association here in San Diego.
Great. When you started to become a medium, how did that come about?
Well, I think we're all born with these abilities, and we shut them off. So I shut mine off as a young girl, although I have many memories of getting in trouble for hearing things and knowing things that I wasn't supposed to know. And I think, oh gosh, I was ordained back in '83, so it is like a muscle that everyone has, and it's about listening. So the first step is always asking for blessing and protection, sitting in meditation, which is about union with the divine. And when you come out of meditation, asking for a sign, a symbol, asking for contact with your guides. And then and then you get confirmation along the way.
It's kind of interesting. A lot of people, and I agree with you, that everybody has this ability, but a lot of people like you have shut it down, whether they are afraid of it or they feel bad or they think they're strange or weird, or they just want to throw it up to logic brain and then try to fit it all together. And, of course, we know that doesn't work. You know, so a lot
well,
of people.
I think with all of the TV shows about ghost busting and seeing ghosts, and Medium is a very successful TV show. The majority of Americans have seen a ghost, have seen those who've crossed over appear at their bedside. I know my father did, and he was commander of Boston Army Base. And yet he told us how he'd seen his mother at the foot of his bed, and it was on the night she died. Now, he certainly wasn't a medium, but he saw his mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens to many people, just as so many people get that gut feeling, that gut knowing. Where did it come from? They don't know, but they just know that they know.
Yeah.
Our guides, there are very few universal laws, and I am one who likes to test those rules and regulations, and there is the law of non-interference. And so I say we're born with this great group of helpers in spirit. Whether they're our loved ones, our relatives, or our guardian angels and angels, our teachers and guides, and they say, you go, and all you have to do is ask for help. So it's they wait asking for your invitation. The only ones who don't wait for the invitation, I say, is your protector, and their job is to keep you alive until you reach one of your doorways or the final doorway, your exit doorway. And that's that inner knowing, that gut feeling that says, I'm not going down that road, or I'm turning left, I'm not turning right, or I don't feel like getting on that airplane today, no way, no how.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Cayce gives the example in one of his writings of how he went to get on an elevator, and he could see auras, and he saw that no one on that no one on that elevator had an aura, and he backed off, and the elevator, of course, dropped, and everyone died.
Mm-hmm.
So no one. So there's a process there. If you, your protector's job is to keep you alive, they're the only ones who interfere. Otherwise, you have to ask.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, I mean, I had a freak accident, and of course, my angels decided to keep me going, so they've been with me all along. But
yeah,
they really wouldn't let me say a lot of the things that I knew as I was growing up, and they
mm-hmm.
didn't really let me do that until I was a teenager. And the only reason why they did is because we were all going to be in a very bad accident where we all would have been killed.
Yeah.
And apparently, they didn't want that, so they finally like showed me this video movie that once you go over this hill and get down to the bottom, if you're not going slow enough, guess what? You just might not make it. So, you know, and my brother was driving, and it's a story that it's kind of fun and it's kind of strange because, I mean, I believe it. I followed it forever. But
mm-hmm.
my family didn't really know that because I really wasn't allowed to tell a lot of things that I knew as growing up. But that particular day, I knew that we all were not supposed to die. So one of my very first comments was, you're going to have to slow down this car. We're all going to die, and today is not my turn.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, and I kept going on, and my brother's going, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? I said, just, you know, laugh at me tomorrow, but at least you'll be alive, so slow down the car, because I really don't want to die today. You know,
yeah.
And then everything that had unfolded in front of me, you know, just like what Edgar Casey's talking about, it really happened on the other side of the hill. Luckily,
yeah,
my brother had slowed down enough so instead of hitting the car broadside or hitting a school bus head-on, we only sideswiped the car. You know, stuff like
yeah.
that. So nobody really got hurt except for me, and that was okay because I'd rather it be me than everybody else die. You know, but
mm-hmm.
those things happen. And people are afraid to tell people that it's happened to them, again, because of their fears or whatever. But I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of the shows that are out there today are helping people to understand that it's okay.
Right, because the world view, the way it's been, doesn't support belief in, I'm just going to call it non-ordinary reality. And so children get shut down. I have one girlfriend who was in her 30s before she realized the whole world wasn't clairvoyant. Why? Because her whole family was.
Mm-hmm. And that does make a difference.
Yes, versus the ostracism that comes with the small child that says, you know, why does Uncle, you know, beat his wife, or why is he trying to burn down the house? And Uncle does burn down the house, and then
mm-hmm.
everyone thinks the child is a freak, and she doesn't want to say anything after that.
Right.
So if with the world not supporting it, it's pretty scary for kids, and so they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it scares the parents, too, especially if they're kind of not from the knowing, or even if they're from the knowing, they don't want people to know they're from the knowing. It kind of gets to them on the other side, too. So, you know, but it's very important that people do not shut down, that they open up and they listen.
No, I think that over time, people's things get boiled down to the simplistic, and yet every major religion that we have was founded on a mystical vision, a mystical experience.
Mm-hmm.
And many religions do have that mystical piece that does accept that, and yet it's not part of the status quo of everyday's everyone's belief system.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it's getting the golden tablets in Mormonism, or Moses getting the tablets, or Muhammad getting his information, or Buddha getting his enlightenment, it all starts with a mystical experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because religion isn't about ordinary reality.
No, and if you try to make it ordinary reality, somehow it loses its effect. You know.
It becomes strictly politics.
Yeah, it's not what it's really meant to do. Now, you started with these crystal bowls. So could you explain to the listeners a little bit more about the crystal bowls and why you decided to start using them?
Oh, I'd be delighted, because it has been my passion. I've got a feeling it was a mission I signed up for long before I ever knew. Let's see, it's a form of vibrational healing. And what's vibrational healing? Homeopathics, which are used by the royal family and are very prevalent throughout Europe, and was the major form of medicine before they discovered antibiotics, is a form of vibrational healing, and it's a bit of many different plants, and it's like 1/1000th, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a vibration, the same as, flower essence or vibrational healing, Reiki, laying on of hands, which is practiced by many religions, is a form of vibrational healing. Okay, so we have flour, we have essential oils that would be vibrational healing, color, that's vibrational healing, music. Music literally has a big, huge sound wave, and we are made up of energy, and Einstein proved it. We just appear to be solid.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal bowls are unique in that it is, and let's see, what's the precursor for crystal bowls? Would be the metal bowls that some people call Tibetan bowls or Buddhist bowls, and yet
mm-hmm.
they actually came from China. And they produce very low tones and very high tones, the same as crystal bowls. Crystal bowls come in sizes ranging from 24-inch, like a gigantic bowl that weighs about 55 pounds,
wow.
down to about 5 inches. The bigger the bowl, the lower the octave, or the lower the tone, although they come in notes as well. And those big, huge bowls, I have an 18-inch bowl. That's my biggest I can carry around. And I'll take this to elementary schools, and I'll have the little ones see how far back they can stand and still feel the sound wave. You can actually feel the sound wave, and they can stand back about 8 feet and still hold their tummies and feel that sound wave.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of only two instruments, crystal bowls and flutes, that produce something called a perfect sine wave. It's a wave that doesn't disintegrate over time.
Mm.
Okay? So, and my belief system is that crystals came into this planet to hold the archetype for all that humans or spirit coming into matter wanted to be an experience and develop into while on this planet.
Mm.
So crystal sound holds the archetype or the possibilities for your soul's perfection. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, sound is the vehicle for manifesting on this planet. The Old Testament has God said, let there be light. In the Vedas, which go back 4,000 years and began getting written 2,000 years ago in India, in the Vedic tradition, Sarasvati sings the universe into existence. So again, we have sound creating matter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Combine sound creating matter with crystal sound. And so my belief system is that crystal sound will move you body, mind, and spirit into the wholeness of the perfection that you hoped to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really big.
Yeah.
Okay. Bottom line, when you listen to crystal sound, like when I heard it for the first time and it just grabbed me, lock, stock, and barrel, like a cartoon character, and I'm like, what are you doing? What's happening? And from that moment, it was simply a matter of what bowl was I going to come home with, and I knew nothing about crystal bowls other than reading a book by Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who's head of Cornell Strang, which is affiliated with New York Hospital. And he's head of oncology there, and it was called Sounds That Heal. And he talked a little bit about how he used Tibetan bowls and crystal bowls with his chemotherapy patients. Okay, so literally after listening, within 5 minutes of listening to crystal sound, they have documented that your brainwave patterns change
mm-hmm.
from beta to alpha, and then they go down to theta. And they have documented that the portion of your brain that musicians have and are responsible for creativity begins to get enlarged. You don't need to know any of that. All you need to know is within just a few minutes of listening to crystal sound, everything that's not important falls away from your mind.
Mm.
You move to a place where you feel as though the world's a good place. And you're a good person, and things are okay. And that happens to 99.9% of the people.
That's pretty
good. What else happens is that your aches and pains begin to lessen. Physically, crystal sound, and I'm talking about the middle octaves and lower, go to wherever healing's needed in the body and begin working on it. And so I've had people who've reported that particular organs will start actually kind of buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll come back and tell me that their chemotherapy blood lab reports are incredibly improved. What got me started in doing music outside of where I was just playing were people who were coming back and telling me that they felt total remission of breast cancer was due to the music.
Mm.
And other incredible healing testimonies, I thought something bigger than me is happening. This isn't about just playing these bowls. It's about a sound transmission that's happening. And after that, I began making music outside of my very small venue.
That's kind of neat. So you have CDs that you actually sell.
I do, because I thought I'm just one person. No one taught me how to play bowls. It's more about how can I translate what I'm hearing in my head. Mm-hmm. So I record live, and by making CDs, I can get that music out to more people than I can physically get to. And then over the last 7-8 years, I've traveled hundreds of thousands of miles. I went from a sports car to a van. Most people go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And the CDs, it's literally an energy download. So, yes, I have 4 CDs. My first one, Celestial Memories, everyone loved it. For healing, people named their healing centers after it, and literally they were a little resentful when I said I was coming out with my second one. My second one, Journey to Wholeness, was made for healing on all levels, because I think we're all moving back into union with the divine, that everyone comes in, unless you're an ascended master or a bodhisattva or one of those individuals that really has it all together like the Dalai Lama. Everyone comes in with a feeling of lack of love and separation, and how that manifests in millions of different ways is each soul's joy. I'm going to try on this one this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about wholeness for everything. It will align all your chakras and meridians. It will change the energy in the room. I have people who say, why every time I listen to Journey to Wholeness, do I hear different singers, and there aren't any singers? I have people who have used it for transitioning, for birthing babies. Animal behaviorists recommend it for dogs, cats, parrots, and snakes. And I never thought I was making it for animals.
Yeah, but they're actually more prone.
I had a woman who asked me, can you overnight my CD? And I said, I'd be delighted to. And how did you hear about it? And her response was, I have cats, you know. Okay. And her animal behaviorist put it at the top of the list for her cat behavioral problems.
Now, you go ahead.
What else was I going to say? Crystal Portal is very spacey. It's simply crystal bowls and silver flute. And that was made during the lunar eclipse of the Harmonic Concordance. It was made to help people bring in these new energy downloads that have been happening over the last 4 years. And again, it is an energy. It's beautiful music. Some of my friends have never heard the end of it because they use it to go to sleep. Other people are getting new mudras, new paradigms, new ways of thinking and doing things totally out of the box. And my last and newest one, Terra Firma, was made with huge bowls. I borrowed people's bowls, and they lent them to me, huge 24-inch bowls. The chakra alignment there helps you to ground to the center of the earth, because you can only fly as high as you are grounded. So I have didgeridoo and a lot of percussion. If you work with the elemental kingdom, well, the fairies and gnomes are front and center after that. But it's about integrating all of these new awareness and moving forward with discernment, mentor and authority, because so many people out there in the metaphysical New Age world, people could call them airy fairy,
mm-hmm.
or they talk a good line, but there's nothing to follow up
mm-hmm.
Because they're not grounded. It's just like mediums are great. However, you need to be in your body too. Edgar Casey was told not to do so many readings or he would die an early death, and he felt so compelled to help with all those in World War II that he worked himself to death and did cross over. And you have other great mediums like Jane Roberts, who brought in all the Seth books, who died an early death out of her body too much. It
mm-hmm.
just doesn't help. So terra firma is all about grounding.
Hmm.
So that's a long answer.
If somebody wanted to get your CDs, how would they go about doing that?
They can purchase them online at my website, which is Elivia with an E, Elivia.com. And you can also get them at Amazon, at your local New Age bookstore. They can order them if they don't have them in stock already. If you just type in Crystal Bowls, you'll find Olivia. I'm out there on the web everywhere, but my website's a good place as well.
Good. Why don't you repeat your website one more time for everybody?
It is www.elivia, ELIVIA.com.
Great.
I have a lot of information there about the Crystal Bowls. You can listen to sound clips as well as lots of different videos, because primarily I'm a sound healer. Yes, I sell CDs and I sell Crystal Bowls and ship them all over the world, and yet there's so little written about Crystal Bowls. It just came out with a brand new documentary, but primarily it's about the healers, and I'm in there, that I like to give information.
So can people get that documentary?
They will be. I'll have it up on the website shortly.
Okay.
And I'll be coming to the East Coast. I'm going on tour in June, and I'll be in the New York City, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Western Massachusetts.
What about
my
Midwest?
Website. If I'm invited, I say, I will come. So it's all a matter, and I'm looking at the fall of doing a World Peace Concert tour, and then on that tour, I will be coming to Chicago.
Okay,
firming that up.
Yeah, you have to keep us posted, because I'm from Chicago.
Okay, fabulous.
Now, Olivia, is there a way that you could let the people hear like a little sample of what the crystal bowls sound like, or can you not
you
do
know,
that?
I can try that. There's sometimes there's a big feedback over the phone lines. It has to do with microphones, but I do have some set up here. So let's see if this works. I play my bowls almost like bells sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but here's some bowls. I'll just hit them. This is a big 18-inch bowl, and this is a 12-inch, and here's a 14. Crystal sound.
Mm-hmm. How do you know which bowls to tap on?
I play completely intuitively. I'm a member of different healing organizations. And, of course, you have people playing different ways. So you'll have people who come with a musical background who say they'll play perfect notes and sharps together to vibrate a tumor out of existence. And me, I'll look for the bowl that lights up or that speaks to me. And I think that's probably the best way to go, is to look for the tone and what you feel drawn toward. And I do have the different tones on my website under chakras, and they can listen to those tones.
That's
but in general, because they can also be very high. And when I want to do a workshop or take people to the angelic realm, a high octave bowl works above the crown. It has nothing to do with the physical body. But if you want to get out of the way fast, I always say I'm the best warm-up band for any medium going, because it shifts everyone to a, and this might sound funny, but to a higher octave. Okay, so here's, and I tell people, like, watch your toes, like, curl them under, but here's a high octave bowl. And I ask people if they could feel sound, where did they feel the sound in their body? And they'll say, well, the hair, I could feel the hair on the top of my head. But literally, it's working, it's opening up the crown and working with those higher energy fields above the top of your head. So I think it's one reason why so many ministers will have crystal bowls and play them before their meditation. It gets everyone out of the way. It gets that day-to-day stuff, all the have-tos, ought-to-dos, should-dos, and thinking about tomorrow and yesterday, and helps you to be very present, open, and receptive to whatever's going to follow.
Now, part of the stuff that you've talked about with what I read about the crystal bowls and yourself is that there are people who are using it with autistic children.
Yes. I don't know of any published studies as yet. What I do have is people coming back and telling me what they're doing. So I have people who use my CD, Journey to Wholeness, with their, several people with their autistic children, and they're able to track better and focus better. I sent it to a man who teaches in a school with autistic children, and he told me that the lower tones of the bowls, remember I just played a higher one, that everyone was able to calm down, act out less, and track and focus better, but that the higher octaves didn't work for them. Because in the beginning, I didn't know where my music was best suited or where was I supposed to go with this gift, and I performed at hospice and senior centers and elementary schools and retreats for people with AIDS and HIV. Now, is there a particular illness or sick people or well people, or I just didn't know. And I think it's for, my gift is for everyone.
Yeah, music in itself, whether it's the crystal singing bowls, the Tibetan bowls, or Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, music in itself is very soothing for the brain waves, and it does help balance out the brain waves enough to help balance out the rest of their body.
Oh, I've heard incredible things about what drum beats will do. What they found out is that 50 beats or more a minute of rhythmic clapping, stamping, any rhythm begins to alter the brainwave patterns. NIH discovered that, I think back in the 70s. And many religious practices will have that. Combine that with music. It shifts the brainwave patterns and allows you to get out of your everyday way of thinking, which may not always be correct, because it's all a matter of where you invest your thoughts as to how good or poorly you feel.
A lot of the kids that have ADD, ADHD actually do also well when music is played, but in the lower B flat type tone. It tends to help open up their brains to make them more whole brain, so that they're what people would call not paying attention actually just refocuses it a little bit better, because these kids, it's not that they're not paying attention. They just have all their energy, you know, rewired at a higher voltage than, you know, most of us here on Earth right now.
Right.
And so it's supposed to help lower it.
It's simply a matter of time before they determine the resonant frequencies for different forms of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said we're vibrating bodies of energy. Now, they have determined frequencies for disharmony. So we have when you want to get rid of kidney stones, they put the belt around you, immerse you in water, and shoot sound waves through that match the frequency of the kidney stone and
mm-hmm.
explode them. In England, they're no longer doing hysterectomies on women diagnosed with fibroids. Instead, they're able to match the frequency of the fibroid and shoot them with sound waves with no invasive surgery. So you turn that around and find the frequencies for wellness.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply a matter of time. I love it that Casey also said that sound would be the medicine of the future.
But, you know,
it's happening.
Yeah, it is. It's happening. Because, like, I have my own, it's called Child's Miracle Mind, which deals with ADD, ADHD, and also autism. And one of the biggest things is about the music that, you know, you can play for the children that's going to help them to refocus, rebalance, or re-energize themselves in a better direction than what they're circuited for at the moment.
Oh, yes.
And go ahead.
I spoke with a fellow who, he's out of Boston, and he started off as a drummer, and he's now working with medical doctors and facilities and running studies, and has determined 16 different drum beats that will directly impact the body physiologically, and some will make children who do repetitive actions the way autistic children can do, they will stop with a particular drum beat.
Mm-hmm.
I found that just fascinating.
Oh, it is.
So, yes, music's incredibly powerful because we'll entrain to those beats.
Mm-hmm. Because I have a problem with all the drugs that they keep putting these kids on today. And I know there are many, many other alternative ways that they can help these kids without the drugs. And I know music is one of them. You know, nutrition
is
one.
There's nothing like seeing, and I'm sure you know this, seeing the smile on an autistic child's face when they hear a tone
mm-hmm.
that speaks to them. They just glow from ear to ear. And I've seen that with the crystal bowls. They'll be very particular about which bowl and which note
mm-hmm.
and just go to that one.
Yeah, no, it's real important. Let's do this for just a few minutes. I have a lot of people send in some quick messages. They usually send in some quick messages and ask, you know, some typical questions. And I'd like you to be part of it because I do know that you can do it. So if you don't mind, is that okay?
Not at all. I'd love to.
All right, good. First person's name is Susan, and she's from Maine, and she's talking about having to move shortly, and she wants to know if this is a good move for her and if we can tell her anything about what might be happening for her once she moves. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
It feels as though she's really ready to get out of the energy. It doesn't feel as though she needs to move that far. But she's had itchy feet for a long time, and she's
mm-hmm.
ready to go. And so, yes, it's a positive move for her. It's going to open up some new possibilities for her and, moreover, new friends. She's really ready for new friends in her life.
Yeah, and I come up with success three times better than she thinks in the sun, which are both really good positive cards, you know, with her new beginning. But there's one lady that she's going to have to be very careful of who can be somewhat of a user, a taker, a manipulator. And she's going to know just by what she feels when this lady is around her. So that would be real important for her to remember that just because logically the person may sound right, if they don't feel right inside your first gut feeling, then chances are they are not. But I also got the move would be good because she ends up with making more money or getting more money with whatever she's doing. So that's
right.
Pretty
just
good.
All kinds of opportunities that open up, when she moves.
Then we have another person who is on the phone line, actually. Her name is Renee. Renee, are you there? Renee?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Renee. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you both?
We're doing well,
good.
I think. So, Renee, do you have a question?
Yes. I've been very interested in sound healing, and I never knew which crystal bowls, and also your CD you were telling about, also with ADD and everything. And I wanted to move. I'm also working on healing and getting some company out of my body that it shouldn't be here anymore, so I can get well and get back and help a lot of people and also make many, many changes.
Okay. Well, I tell you, Renee, crystal bowls will clear 99.9% of spaces and assist with entity removal. I'm just going to use that as a big gross generalization, entity removal. Being willing to let them go, to let the guests out the door is probably the big one, and then ask for help in keeping the door closed after that. And I'm not sure what your question was.
Does it help also alleviating parasites also?
What was that word?
She wanted to know if the crystal bowls help alleviate parasites that might be in your body.
Oh, physical parasites. I thought you meant like entities.
Well, I had that before too.
Okay. It helps with low level. So I'm just asking my guides, and it helps with low level parasite removal. But it feels as though you as well. And I'm not allowed to diagnose, but a cleanse would be really good. And they have some great herbal things you can take to get rid of parasites.
Renee, I'm also having that there's either a grandmother, a mother, a great-grandmother, or an aunt who's already crossed over who is very much trying to help you with your energy. Do you know who that might be?
They've all crossed over. I've never met my great-grandmother, but I've met one of my grandmothers and my mother and my aunt. So everybody's over there.
Well, the one that I'm seeing is the one while she was alive could be pretty stubborn, but a heart of gold. So as a spirit, she comes up as an empress, which means she's still strong and she's still powerful, and she really wants you to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
So there's somebody there. So just, you know, kind of like take some moments when you're, you know, in your process of meditation stuff and ask who they are that's trying to help you, because they're there with a lot of power and a lot of energy for you. Okay?
Okay. And also, since I don't have a computer and I'm homebound because of the situation, how would I be able to get in touch with both of you so I can get help with the crystal bowls and also your DVD also, or your CD?
As far as Elvira, I'm sorry.
Olivia.
You're not an Elvira. She will have to give you out that information. I know she has a website. I don't know if you want to give out phone numbers or an email. That's up to you.
I do have a toll-free number.
Okay.
I have a toll-free number for orders. I am on the West Coast, and it is 888-712-3833.
So you want to repeat it one more time?
Yes.
Okay, it's 888-712-3833.
Okay, that's for people to get a hold of.
That's fabulous.
So, Renee, good luck, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, and I'm really enjoying the show.
Great, you take care, thank you.
You too.
Thanks. We have another person on the phone line. Her name is Candy. And she says she has a question about the bowls. She listened on the website and had an adverse reaction to one of them. Doesn't want to be rude, but wants to know if there's something wrong with her or if some people have bad reactions sometimes.
Well, you notice I did say 99.9, okay?
Right.
What crystal bowls will do is they'll go in and they'll begin shifting things. It's not always so comfortable when things begin shifting. So I'll have individuals who hate a particular bowl, just can't stand it, to the extent that most people love it, will be to the extent that for Candy, is hearing nails on a blackboard. Okay, it's that irritating. And what I tell people to do is to try conscious breath, so nice, full, deep breath, while it goes in and moves things. I liken it to when you get a massage and they find that spot on you that you had no idea was sore. Generally, up your shins, you can always find sore spots. Or I'll point to the back of my arm and I can always find a sore spot. It goes in and it starts moving, and that sometimes it's not so comfortable.
Okay, now Candy's on the air. So, Candy, is there something you'd like to add or ask?
No, I kind of wondered if that wasn't what it was. I've just kind of become aware of my chakras, and I'm working on clearing them and aligning them type thing. And all of the other ones I could feel hit where they were supposed to. And the E note, I just immediately popped my eyes open and said, oh, no. And I thought it wasn't a grating on a chalkboard. It was almost a nauseating feeling. And I don't mean to be rude because I don't think this is
no,
you.
No,
I
but
think
it's,
this
it's
is
that
me.
Bad. I do know that feeling,
oh, yes,
yeah.
It was.
I mean, I know that from others over time. And when I give workshops, I make sure that I tell people about that. And so it's going in and it's working at that nauseating stomach, third chakra, E note. The E is for the third chakra, for the stomach, kidney, liver, spleen, all the regulatory organs, as well as your will, giving your power away. And so it's working on those issues. I had one fellow who, oh, he was so sweet. He had been hospitalized 3 months earlier. He didn't feel so well. And it turned out he got a quadruple bypass and had a 600 sugar count. I think you're supposed to be dead. Okay? So here we are 3 months later. And he said everything, he spoke very slow, but he said everything was fine, Olivia, until you got to that third bowl, that E bowl. And apparently his pancreas began really burning and buzzing. And he said, but I did what you said. I just kept breathing, and it began shifting. But it, sometimes as the energy moves, it can be very uncomfortable.
The other thing, Candy, that I'm picking up on you before you go is that you really do have a hard time releasing some of the past hurts, pains, angers, and guilt that you've been carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is that true? Okay, well,
yeah,
that would also affect, you know, what you're talking about because of all of the stress level and everything. And my suggestion for that is if you go to my website, it's www.nancyspsychicresources.com. There's a place down at the lower right corner, and there's a thing there that says Let Go Letter. For anybody who's listening that has a hard time of letting go of past hurts, pains, angers, or guilt, you just go there and click on the letter. You can bring it up and print it out. So have it, you know, print it out for yourself, read it, and then follow it to a T. I mean, this isn't easy, but it really helps release a lot of this stuff so that if you're going to continue to work with the bowls, there probably won't be all that kind of icky feeling that you got going on.
Okay.
Okay. There's a couple of men that have hurt you pretty bad, Candy, that you haven't gotten over yet, and you got to find a way to let go of that, okay?
Couple of men, okay.
All right.
I'm so glad you have that letter because forgiving yourself and forgiving them, it's so important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. But you got to follow exactly the way it's down there, okay?
Okay.
All right, Candy, good luck. Thanks for calling and thanks for the question.
Thank you both so much.
You're very welcome. Now, before I take another, you know, answer to somebody, can you give out your information again? Okay.
My website is elivia.com. Just like Olivia, but with an E, ELIVIA.com. And I also have a toll-free number, and that's 888-712-3833. And again, I'm on the West Coast.
Okay. Now, there's a lady, and her name is Bonnie. Now, Bonnie, understand, we are not doctors. So I tell people this. We are not doctors. We cannot, you know, tell you exactly what's going to be going on. But she said, I've been on a roller coaster ride with my health and have a really hard time doing the things I used to do. When do you see my health getting better? She says she also has very little income, and she wants to see if she's going to be getting a job. And if so, kind of when? I mean, everybody wants to know that one. And then any other information that we might want to give her. So would you like to help her out with that?
Okay, I'm feeling a lot of nervous energy. And of course, when we're ill, we even have more about that. So I would, number one, any kind of conscious breath work that boils down to give yourself a treat of 10 minutes a day of sitting quietly, and you could do it 3 times a day, and being aware of your breath, and imagining that with each breath you bring in, you're sending it to your entire physical body, and that all of your life-supporting nutrients from the grace of God are filling, supporting, and healing your body. Meditators have lower blood pressure, have much less physical issues. Just breathing in, conscious breath 3 times a day, 10 minutes, is going to help shift some of those physical issues with you, because it's almost like it's been a snowball for you, one thing on top of another, and then your concern just makes you even feel even more vulnerable for more things to come in. So it's a matter of, let's see if we can shift your perspective on how you're dealing with things, and then less may come in. And that's a process, so there's free will, and what do they say, 28 days to make a habit, but I'm going to give you, say, 3 months. 3 for change, creative change and growth there. And that's going to help you get shift your perspective, have a more positive view, and with that, a like attracts. That's another universal law, the law of vibration, like attracts. And then what you feel you're capable and deserving of, you'll be drawing toward you, and opportunities will be coming in. But I'm going to put it off about 3 months while you really get this in, because we're talking about a major overhaul of how you view life, the universe, your place in it, and your deservedness in it.
Yeah, and I actually come up with a lot of the same stuff. The only thing that, you know, and it doesn't, not different than yours, but the one thing I pick up on her is that she almost is expecting these bad things to continue because that's what she has gotten used to.
Bingo.
And if you're going to get used to it, she already said, like, you know, like attracts like here. So you've got to actually, and this is going to sound mean, and it isn't meant to be mean, but I use the term, you have to get out of your own pity party box so that you can see what's really on the outside of that box. And it's not that you haven't been trying, it's just that you got so used to all these things not working or things being bad that you just, you know, somewhere or someplace inside decide, well, this, I guess, is all I have. But then the other part of you goes, well, it can't be. So you need to listen to that other part that says it can't be, and don't keep surrendering to, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, because that's what you've been doing for way too long. So you got to try to get out of that a little bit, okay? That was
kind of like
bad.
Removing the word can't from your vocabulary.
Yeah.
Vocabulary. I have tendencies to being a workaholic, and I stopped saying, I think a year ago, what I haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of counting your blessings. The more you count your blessings, so stopping 3 minutes a day, 3 times a day, and giving thanks, counting your blessings for all the life-giving properties that breath is giving you, that can help shift.
And again, that's real important. Then we have a man who sent us one. Usually men don't do it, but every time they do, I have to do them. His name is Jay. He said, I would like a reading on my possible upcoming move and wherever else shows up for me.
Okay. Feels like there's some glitches happening in that move, just like crossing your T's, dotting your I's when it comes to contracts, say rental contracts, contracts negotiation. Who needs to be on top of that. That's overall positive. Just it feels like it's a little glitchy to start.
And yeah, that's what I come up with, too. I come up with things needing to be reworked. You know, something needs to be reworked. He has a couple kind of moody people around him that's kind of bringing him down, keeping him kind of back where he can't go forward.
Yes, I'm getting that snappy piece. He wants to just snap at him. And instead, just keeping his eye on the big picture, or the big picture or the goal further on down the road, and that'll help all that stuff to roll off his back. But he does need to cross his T's and dot his I's.
Yeah, he does, because I do have the move with his choice and decision, and it does come up okay because he comes up with the world. He just doesn't know it yet, but he does have to do what he has to do first, and that's crossing those T's and dotting those I's. and not letting the other people get to him in any shape, way, or form.
Yeah.
So that would be real important for him. And then we can do another one real quick. Her name is Rose, and she wanted to know if there's any changes regarding her career, relationship, or residency coming.
Oh, she has such happy energy around her. I would put out what she wants, okay, because I see that she wants the whole ball of wax and just asking for it. The job she really does want, and I'm looking at something that's more creative and fun. It's funny because I'm seeing, like, flowers and the flower industry, but having people who are happier around something that's more creative. And so it feels as though going to school, getting some more training, something so that she can do more of what she wants. It's time for her. It's time for her to flower, okay? So that's putting her best foot forward, turning on her love light, and because I just see that she's been like a shrinking violet, so we want to turn on the love light and allow even happier relationships to come in that are loving and supportive and as happy as her. But it's like you can't have a change unless you put yourself out there. You've got to get the energy moving. And so that's when I say turning on your love light, saying, I am available, and I'm open and ready.
Yeah, and I really come up with the same thing. The last 5 months has been kind of the pits for her, but she's got to finish getting done with May. And then the next 3 months after May, so June, July, August, a lot of good changes come from her, good karma. If she trusts her first gut feeling, not ask other people, she actually comes up much, much better.
Right, because that shrinking violet is kind of afraid to step out there. It's like, oh, there's no time like the present. You are ready to bloom.
Yeah, she's got to like herself, love herself, and get herself out there. That would really work.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia's been great. Our time is almost up. Do you believe that?
Ah, it flew by, Nancy.
It does. We'll have to try this again. Anyway, thanks very much for being on air with us. I'm sure everybody enjoyed it. And I'd like to thank you, the listeners. May God bless all of you. Have a great week and take care. Bye now.
Show with Angel Therapy Practitioner and EFT Expert Diane Lauthier coming your way next, right here. Stick around. Is there something bothering you? Well, don't think you're alone. There's something bothering all of us, just about everybody. Doesn't matter if it's as simple as a little shyness, or you're afraid of elevators maybe, or you're embarrassed to show your emotions because you got teased about it as a kid, or if it's really bad, you were abused as a child, or like so many friends my age, you went off to war when you were young, and it feels every day like maybe only part of you came home. All of us have memories or issues that we hide from because it hurts, sometimes really bad when we think about them, and sometimes those memories just float up, unbidden, unwanted from our subconscious, and it hurts. Well, a few years ago, I was privileged to work with EFT founder Gary Craig on a few radio shows. EFT is the emotional freedom technique, and it works. Now, it's my privilege to be working with Diane Lanthier, who has taken EFT to another level. Using channeled angelic messages to guide her EFT sessions, Diane can help you release emotional pain right over the phone. Tune in to The Freedom Show with Diane Lanthier, Mondays, right here. And then call in. It doesn't hurt, and it will help. Or call Diane privately. Her info is on the Achieve Radio website. The Freedom Show with Diane Lanthier, Mondays, right here on this station. Because the past already hurt you once. Don't let it keep on hurting.
Hello, this is Debbie Johnstone, and I'm an animal communicator. Since I was young, I could hear what animals are thinking. I now use this ability to help uncover your animal's questions, concerns, or what they enjoy about being with you. If you want to have a heart-to-heart conversation with your animal, call me, Debbie Johnstone, at 480-444-2341 or visit my website at listentoanimals.com. That's listen, the number two, animals.com.
Of a note.